Today's daf is daf vav, and we continue discussing the eved ivri, really. So the Gemara says, how do you know the kinyan's bishtar? So Rabbi Aval says, Amar bishtar. We've kind of learned this, but says, but it's important to understand it's a shtar shel kesef. Ha bishtar shematana, lo. Why? Shem yachzor ha-eved. So in other words, let's just explain the difference shel kesef shel matana. The Korbanan says, shekotev bishtar b'kachvach ma'ot ani mochel ani machulacha. That the person says, I'm selling myself to you for this sum of money. That's when it would work. If you remember, we talked about this before, when the Korbanot is reading the Gemara last time, that unlike Kiddushin, where if you like the Kone, or the father, the Baal, writes a shtar, when it comes to a Eved, we said, this is how we ended the shiur last time, that if the Mocher, or if he's selling himself as well, the Mocher writes a shtar over. That's what it sounds like. Okay? So if he says, I'm selling myself for such and such a money, then it will work. Ham shtar misha matana. If, however, he's gifting himself through this contract. Im katab b'shtarin natun lecha matana le'eved, eino klum. Why? Dechashiran shem yachzor b'eved minatol. Because the eved might go back on his matana. Ve'kevin sheyat yachol lachzor b'lo have kinyan lemafreya. And because he might go back on it won't be considered a kinyan lemafreya. Now, this is kind of interesting because I wasn't sure what that even means. How can you go back on a matana where it's already given over? And I still don't really understand the Korban Eda. But one other explanation I saw this in Art Scroll. He says that if you remember, an Eved acquires himself, sorry, can buy himself back through whatever's remaining of his value as it decreases over time through Giron Kesef. So when it comes to Matana, where there is no value, well, he can simply say, I'd like to go back, I'd like to go free now. That's the way he explains it. The Art Scroll, I think, explains it. So therefore, since it's not a proper Matana, like since it's not a, if you like, a, it's not a strong enough kinyan, therefore the kinyan can only work through a money, a shtar through money, not through shamatan. That's not a proper way of doing it. The Gemara rejects that and he says, Mata v'le b'shtar shel kesef yachul lachzor bo. But one second, when it comes to a shtar shel kesef, you can also go back. Now here it sounds like mamash go back, which is the way the Korban Eda is explaining as well. Why? Now it's important to understand this. Korban Eda says, loy, in other words, Matai afilu b'shtar kesef lo yikneh, sheri ha'eved yachul lachzor bo, because the eved can also go back. Why? Because the money hasn't been handed over yet. The im ken nikne bekesef, because the money had been handed over, it would be yon kinyan kesef, not kinyan shtar. The kevin shechen gam hakesef hakatuv b'shtar matanahi, v'yachzor lachzor bo. So therefore, it's still defined in the context, if you like, of a matanah. To that extent, you can chozer bo. I'll just show you here the. I'll show you the Pnei Moshe's reading because it's like slightly different. It says, Habish, let's first look at how it says Bishtar. It says, Bishtar, he didn't receive anything. He just gave himself over through the kin. Lav klumu. Because the Adon himself doesn't really rely that much on the Shtar because he's scared to ever go back. And the Gemara says, well, the same thing, Bekesef too. Im Eved, if you consider the Eved might retract, I feel the Bishtar shel Kesef maybe as well. In other words, if that's a possibility that we say retraction is possible, then also with the Shtar shel Kesef. Yachol Why? Vili ten lo Kesef because he could give the money back. Which is very interesting because I think what the Pnei Moshe is dealing with is that if a shtar is binding, then it's binding. If it's not binding, it's not binding. So if you're saying with a matana it's not binding, then also with kesef it shouldn't be binding because just as a matana you can go back, so to money you can go back. Which I think that might be maybe a bit easier to understand the sugya. But even the havamina, if you give a shtar matana, you can go back. I'm still not so clear. Other than that, the explanation I saw in the Art Scroll, but still not so clear with that. But let's just continue. In any event, that whole malach is rejected. So therefore, it says. The answer is different now. Amalo shema tavo shnat re'avon v'yachzor bo rabo. No, the difference between the kinyan b'matana and kinyan b'shtar, sorry, the kinyan b'kesef, sorry, a shtar that is a matana shtar with this kesef, is whether maybe a famine will come across. Now, what's the difference there? So the Korban Eda says, shomar, what would happen if a famine came about? The Adon might say, well, I don't want such a gift. It's been a liability for me. Okay? Now, why so? Because this is also an explanation I saw that when it's a matana, if someone receives a matana, they assume it's going to be completely beneficial to them when they receive it as a gift. Now, if a famine comes and now this eved ends up being a great liability because he has to support him when there's no food and food's very expensive, he could say, I never accepted the gift, understanding it would be a liability. Okay, so therefore, as we said here, it's you can chozer if you like. You can chozer on the matter now. However, when it comes to a kinyan, if you buy something, you've purchased it, you purchase the money, it's a full gemara starts. Once a kinyan's done, you can't go back on the sale. So that's effectively the difference between the two. Fine. I'll just show you interestingly here. The Pnei Moshe says, Hacha kamina she'im shema yachso rabo be'eved. Doesn't acquire. Bichlal. It's actually even more interesting. So since the Adon might want to go back, it's because there might be some circumstance that might, if you like, reject the matana. It means that the Eved himself might say that actually, I'm not somech on this shtar to even do a kinyan. No, then lo chashina. If there's a monetary chov that's associated with it, for example, in other words, if I buy an eved, the eved, if he wants to go free, have to pay me back, then he won't necessarily go back. But in some matana, since he could just say, I'm not interested, and it sounds like give it away, that's why Pnimosha kind of explains it, then the eved won't be somech on the shtar to actually be doing a kinyan. So it's not really a full, it's called a full gemiras das for the kinyan to actually work. Okay, I've kind of given you sort of two different angles trying to understand the sugya, but it's a little bit tricky. Okay, let's continue. Here now the Gemara says. Now set a mechira kachu. How does it work? If someone's to sell, ani ploni macharti biti laploni. That's where if a person's like doing a shivka knani, ama ivriya. If someone's selling off their daughter to be an eved, he says, I'm selling my daughter to so and so. Said a kiddushin, what's kiddushin? In a shtar, says, Ani ploni kiddashti. Now, here the korbaneta changes it based on what we've been saying. Bito shel ploni. That's a gerusa change. Because that fits in the way of explaining the difference between a shtar for an eved and a shtar for a kiddushin in terms of who's writing the contract. In other words, mekadesh is writing it, so therefore he's saying, I am Mekadshi Kidashti Ploni. Whereas when it comes to an Eved, it's the Mocher. That's why he's saying, Macharti Bitila Ploni, okay, or the father in this context. So Rav Chagai Bai Kamer Yossi, what if it was switched the wrong around? Hichlifama Ani Ploni Lakachti Bitoshel Ploni, Ani Ploni Kidashti Biti. Leploni. Interesting. What happens if the Lashon is switched around? Meaning the, as I said, it's opposite of what I basically said in the beginning. So he says, I am acquiring Bito shel Ploni, and it's written in the Shtar. Normally we said it's the Mocher, not the Kone, when it comes to an Eved. Or he says, Ani Ploni Kidashti Biti Leploni. Or in the Shtar he says, I'm giving over my daughter in the form of Kiddushin. So in other words, it's not the Mekadesh, it's the father who's like in the place of doing for his daughter. So the Gemara says, in that situation, Amar lei u'ma bekach. The huge chiddush of the Shalmei here is, what difference does it make? It's okay either way. Massive, right? And the, however, im echlif lashon mechira b'lashon kiddushin, or lashon kiddushin b'lashon mechira, lo asa v'lo klum. Lo asa klum, sorry. However, if you change the wording for kiddushin, you refer to mechira, or you use the word mechira, so you use the words of mechira for kiddushin, or the words kiddushin for mechira, well, that's the wrong terminology completely, and that wouldn't work. You don't mekadesh an ivriya to acquire her, and you don't mocher a woman to marry her. It's mekadesh, it's lashon kiddushin. It might take the mechanisms of a kinyan, but it's not lashon mechira. Okay? Now the Gemara says, here, ubashvi yetze. Now, the question is, the eved goes, I missed a bit, sorry. Now, k'tiv sheshanim yavod, so he, ketzad, oved, yachol yotze besof, shesh, is a in the eved's meant to work for 6 years, and he goes out in the seventh. Now it says he's meant to work in the seventh, 6 years. Does that mean towards the end of the 6 year he goes free? Tamaloma ubashvidi gets free in the seventh year. Bashvid yetzer. However, yachol yetzer, maybe it means at the end of the seventh year. Tamaloma no b'sheshan in yavod. Ha'keitzad oved kol shesh v'yotza b'tchilat sheva. What it means quite clearly is he worked for a full 6 years in the beginning of the seventh year. That's when this eved would go free. Okay. Now the Gemara says ubashvid yetzer. Now the question, the Gemara is saying now here, what does it mean shvit? Shvit shel mechira and lo shvit shel olam. Because there's two understandings what Shvi'it can be. Shvi'it can literally mean the seventh year, according to Korban Eda, miyom leyom. That's what we're talking about. From when the Mechir, as soon as the seventh year arrives, that's it, he goes free. Or it could be Shmita. As a lot of people mistakenly think, then Eved Ivri goes free, comes Shmita year. They confuse the two. So it's saying it's not when the Shmita year comes around, you're confusing it with Yovel. It's referring to when literally 6 years from when the Eved was sold. So Gemara says, "Ata mechiro, how do you know? Maybe it's the other way around. So Gemara says, "Kshu when it says he works for 6 years, well, that's hareshanim amurot. When why does it say in the seventh year should go free? That's shvet shel mechira. Okay, meaning when it says he should work for 6 years, that means hareshanim. Hareshanim means it means full 6 years shleimot, right?" And therefore, when the seventh year, that's when he goes free. Okay. However, the Gemara says, "A mechalif, maybe not. Maybe the full 6 years he has to work is if someone is sold. Look at the Korban Eda. He says, Keshu omer b'shvit yetzeh, harei shvit amur. Maybe it does mean shmita year. How do I fulfill the pasuk of him working for 6 years? Maybe it just means the first, in the very beginning of the shmita cycle, the person sold himself of an eved. That's you can have 6 full years and then freed in the seventh. And it really does mean." Seven, it goes, he's freed at Shmita year, even if it was sold the year before Shmita. So that's all chiluf. Inami, the Korbanator brings another explanation. Says, aha, hu adin b'chol shana rishona b'shmita. Maybe it means, shekivan shegia rosh hashana shel shmita shnia shel shmita kvar ata lo shana. Maybe you think that it doesn't have to be 6 full years, but just as we saw, like Masechta Rosh Hashanah, when, you know, just as it hits Rosh Hashanah, it ticks over to the next year, you might think the same thing. That's Ochiluf. So therefore, the Gemara says no. Amr vizir b'shem Rav Huna u'bashvi'it k'tiv. Now, when you read the pasuk, it's actually interesting. It says, ki tignei eved ivri, sheshin tavod u'bashvi'it. Now, the fact is, u'bashvi'it with a vav seems to suggest he could even be working during the shvi'it, during the Shmita year. How so? Because if he's 6 years span the Shmita year, okay, that's it. And the Shmita year is not when he goes free. So sometimes he will work in the Shmita year because he goes free in the seventh year from when he was sold. That's how the Gemara learns that. Ubashvit. Okay, I can show you the Korban. It says Vav de Mosif Alin Yarishon Loma de Kainami Ushvit Areshak Dekra Vav Sheshanim Yavod Ubashvit. As we said, Dainu Bishnat Shvit Shehi Shnat Hashmita Nami Yavod. He would work even in the Shmita year. Lifamim, for example, Konshel Gemara Titchilat Shmita Bashvit Miyom Leyom Yetzer. Okay, fine. The Gemara says. And this, sorry, he's also teaching, by the way, that it goes. This is also Medayik, Ubashvit, sometimes into the Shemitah year, to Medayik, that's even Miyom Leyom. Okay, so because that was the 2 points the Korbaner was focusing on. But Emor seems to only focus on 6 years versus seventh year from sale or Shemitah year, and where Korbaner seems to also be stressing the point is Miyom Leyom. However, Gemara says, Amrav Chuna, im omer at Shemitah Shelolam, if you want to say, yeah, this is the card. This is trying to bring another proof why it must be literally 6 years as he works from sale time, irrespective of Shmita cuts into it. Because if you want to say Shmita cuts it off, imken ma hayovel ba'al motzi. What a beautiful kasha. We said that an eved goes free in what year? Yovel year. Yafeh. But if you say that the Shmita year is always when the eved goes free, when would you ever have avadim going free in Yovel? Because Yovel follows Shmita, and all the Avadim in the Shmita year have already gone free. So it must be that it's talking about the only way he can be freed in the Yovel year would presumably be if he was like sold 3 years prior to Yovel, and it wouldn't be freed in Shmita year because you go according to the Mechira. That's your proof. So Amrav Yochanan bar Maria, Ati Kamanda Amra, that's a really good proof only according to one Shita. If you remember, which is Ein Yovel Ole Miminyan Shavua, which is according to the Shita, you have like Shmita, Shmita, Shmita 7 times. The next year is Yovel. And then you have the next year after Yovel is the first year of the next Shmita cycle, which is Shita Chachamim. Baram Kamanda Ma Yovel Ole Miminyan Sheva, Shnei Shavua, Pamim Shu Baba. Now it's a much shorter daf, so I want to show you both the Korban Eder's reading and the Panei Moshe's. The Korban Eder's reading sort of fits with the Bavli, really, and the Panei Moshe is how a lot of people understand the Yerushalmi. elsewhere. But to be honest, I can't remember how we learned it back in Shemitah, this exact point. It's been a while, but fine. But because recently we discussed this also in the Rosh Hashanah Gemara Shir. But anyway, let's continue. So let's have a look at what this means. Atikamadama in your velo Miminyana says there's a plug, there's a machloket between Rabbi Huda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Huda savar shnati ovel ole leminyan shnei shavua haba umone od chameshanim. According to this reading of Rabbi Huda, based on the Bavli, is after Shemitah, the seventh Shemitah, the next year everyone agrees is Yovel. Fantastic. However, that Yovel year is already the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. So when is the next Shemitah? It'll be not 6 years after Yovel, but it'll be 5 years after Yovel. In other words, there's always 7 years between every Shemitah. The fact that Yovel comes along just absorbs the year number one of the next Shemitah cycle. That's Rabbi Yehuda. For Rabbanan Sevra, no. Ein de ein shnata yovel ole leminyan shavua haba, ela mona shisha shanim la achara yovel u bishnata shvich la achareya hi shnata shmita. Mean according to the Rabbanan, they say, no, after the seventh Shemitah, the next year is Yovel, and the next year after that is the first year of the Shemitah cycle. Okay, so it's almost like we take a pause in that, we break up that 7, 7, 7, 7 with an extra gap of a Yovel year being inserted. Okay, that's a machloket. So as we said in the beginning, the Rabbanan Nicha makes a lot of sense of Rabbi Yehuda the Kasha, because how are you ever gonna have how you ever gonna have like a Shmita freeing and not coming to Yovel? Aval Rabbi Yehuda iklameim the itzrich ka. No, we still need the pasuk to teach us a special chiddush by Yovel. Why? That motzi olam sorry, motzi olam med. It's minei. We need a she'enu nimkar biyovel. That is not that. That even in the Yovel year, an Eved is not going to be an Eved. He'll be free if he's sold in Yovel. Why? Since it says for 6 years an Eved must work, and in the seventh year he goes free, you might think that it always has to be 6 years working and 7 years go free. If it's, again, under the assumption that seventh year is Shemitah, we're running with this derech. Even in the first Shemitah cycle after Yovel. So therefore, if that's the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where the first year of that first Shemitah cycle is actually Yovel, you would think, the Torah says Sheshanim, so he must work during the that Yovel year, because otherwise you can't get 6 years leading up to the next Shemitah. So dilim kol pa'amim shehu ba be'emtza shnei shavua, I mean that would be the situation. Sharei einam ela chamesh shanim, because it's only 6, 5 years after Yovel to the next Shemitah. So lekach itzrich lashmoinan de b'shar shnei shavua airi. That's why the pasuk had to teach us. No, that 6 years he must be able to work. That's referring to the other shar shnei shavua, meaning the other year's Shemitah cycle, because shar shavua airi krat b'shishanim yavod olam u'b'shvi'it haynu shnata shmita. In other words, let's explain it again. Rav Huna tried to bring a proof from the fact that Yovel, the Eved, is set free, right? The fact that Eved is set free must mean you can't be talking about Shmita is being set free, because then how would, if he's already free, how's Yovel, like what's going with the pasuk? So the Gemara says that makes a lot of sense if it goes, if you think it goes Shmita, then Yovel. Fine. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you actually still need the pasuk. Now, according to the Korban Eder's reading, Rabbi Yehuda, it means because he holds that Yovel year is number one in the next Shemitah cycle, and they're only 5 years later. So why the pasuk need to go out of its way to tell me that Yovel that Eved goes free means that you can't, if you can't, you can't sell an Eved can't be sold during Yovel year. Why would you think he could? Because it's a Sheshanim Yavod, and meaning always has to be Sheshanim Yavod. And in that situation, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where the Yovel year is number one of the Shesh Shanim leading to the next Shemitah, you think, oh, he should be sold as an Eved. That's why the pasuk had to go out its way to teach us, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he's not sold as an Eved, right? Meaning the Shesh Shanim Yavod refers to the other years, like the other cycles of Shemitah, but not the first one after Yovel. Okay, that's the Korban Eder's reading of it. Now, I want to show you how the Pnei Moshe, because it's a different understanding of what this other Shit Rabbi Yehuda is. He says, the first thing is you're right. Param commander, I'm a short, it's a shorter Pnei Moshe. He says, Param commander, I'm a Yovel Ola Minyan Shnei Shavu. I says, Dishnat Yovel Ola Lakan Ola Kan. Again, this is according to presumed Rabbi Yehuda, that Yishnati Yovel goes both ways, meaning, Monim. So in other words, there's a cycle of sevens, seven, 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 seven. And that means, despite the fact Yovel is in the 50th year, it's already one of the next Shemitah cycle. However, Imken, sometimes it will happen that Yovel will be in the middle of the Shemitah cycle. Could be year two, year three, year four, year five. Why? Now here's the chiddush here. The sfirle yovel mishana achara yovel avar. That there's always 50 years between every single yovel. Okay? Inken, therefore, lifamim yovel kodem hashmita. So this is a different position now. The way the Pnei Moshe explains, I think it's may have explained the Yerushalmi before, is that according to that Rabbi Huda, you've got Shemitah cycles and you've got yovel cycles. And they don't have to be in sync. Meaning, yes, the first year goes 7, 7, 7, 7, 15 is yovel. But the next year, because Shemitah keeps going on its way, then the next Yovel year won't be the year after Shemitah, it'll be the second year after Shemitah, because it's going to be thrown off by a year every single 50 years. So in that situation, that's why you could even say that the it's a Shvi'it Shel Olam. Okay? Even according to the Shvi'it Shel Olam, meaning the Eved always go during the say Shemitah year. But the Pasuk needs to teach us the Yovel goes free. Why? Because you can get the Yovel year in the middle of a Shemitah cycle, just like I just explained. Okay. So the Gemara now says, so in other words, that's not a good proof. So the Psukim were a good proof, and this is not necessarily a good proof. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbanan de Kisra mafilu commander Amar Eina Yovel Oleh Miminyan Shnei Shavua. In other words, even according to the Chachamim, that it goes, you got seven, you got the 49 years of Shemitah, and then 50, and then you start anew. Before we said, oh, this is not a good proof going to that opinion. Why? Because, because and if he's free, he'll be already free the year before. How are you going to free an Eved when it comes to the Yovel year? So you could still teach there's a necessity to say Avadim go free during Yovel. Why? Because there are two types of Avadim. Shvi'it motzi et avadim, v'yovel et hanirtzaim. Because it could say that Shemitah shel olam is what frees avadim, regular avadim. But if remember, if an eved wants to stay, he's a nirtza. So the yovel comes along to free even those that were nirtza. In other words, one said they want to stay with Adon le'olam, and he stays le'olam, inverted commas olam. Again, he had the whole process with his ear being pierced by the doorpost, etc. You still need to teach us the avadim go free because it's talking about a different type of eved. Those that were avadim le'olam, the one have their ears pierced and need sa'im. Okay, that's why you need it. So again, this is not the fact that yovel avadim go free doesn't seem to be a proof at all. But nonetheless, we probably have to fall back to the other position we saw at the beginning with the from the pasuk ubashvi'it. If you like to teach us that it's really 6 years, not le'olam. That's 6 years, seventh, no, seventh year, not le'olam, but seventh year, le'mechira. Okay, I said there. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.
Yabba, thank you so much.
Thank you.